Okay, welcome everyone. Hope you all had a happy Halloween. This is Patrick Caldwell speaking, and I am going to be talking to you all about some fantasy sleepers I think will make a big impact here in week 9 of the NFL season. Hopefully you all loaded up on your candy, because I know I did. And we're going to talk about some of our big fantasy sleepers. I'm going to highlight a few key guys for each position. Actually, one for each position. I'm going to try and make this episode short. Hopefully I can do a bonus episode of the Triple F podcast here most weeks. I'm hoping I can get here in the booth and record these for you all as much as possible. I'm going to try not to edit anything either, because I'd rather you all hear my flub ups. It's part of the humor of the show. It's also a way of me being as real with you as I can. I could edit all these, but I choose not to. So, all right, let's get right into it. Fantasy Sleepers Week 9. Tonight's matchup is an interesting one, with the Raiders visiting the 49ers. Obviously, both teams haven't been good so far this year. You really will want to take a look at quarterback Derek Carr if you're interested in finding somebody on your waiver wire that can fill in for a bye week. Let's say you have Carson Wentz, or hopefully you don't have him, but Eli Manning, and you are trying to find somebody to fill in. Derek Carr could be your guy, because guys like linebacker Reuben Foster with a hamstring injury, and Jaquiski Tartt, the strong safety for the 49ers, with his shoulder injury, are out tonight. They've already been ruled out, and so that right there weakens their overall defensive standpoint. And then you obviously, if you've been following along with the 49ers quarterback situation, C.J. Beathard with his hand and wrist, his thumb and his wrist, I should say, he's a real 50-50 shot to play tonight. If he doesn't play, then he was an undrafted quarterback last year in 2017. His name is Nick Mullins. He will start if Beathard cannot play. So whether Beathard plays or not, I think Carr is going to be a good play, considering how often the 49ers defense is likely going to be on the field. They have a great front, don't get me wrong. I love guys like Solomon Thomas and Eric Armstead. These guys are strong up front, and the Raiders' O-line, while they have good personnel on it, might not be able to hold them back the whole game. I'm sure they'll get one or two sacks in on him. But Carr, now that Cooper is gone, Amari Cooper being traded to Dallas, I think he's kind of had a fire lit under him, and this game could be a real statement game for him. So if you're looking for someone to fill in for your bye week, Derek Carr at San Francisco tonight. That's tonight, so make sure you slot him in if you really need somebody bad enough. For running back, I actually can't believe I'm actually about to say this name, because I would never have thought to consider him a sleeper, considering how big of a name he is. But LeSean McCoy for Buffalo versus the Bears. His career up to this point makes it weird to call him a sleeper, but his usage out of the backfield last week against the Patriots was pretty encouraging, considering he's had some iffy production of late. But 6 catches, 82 yards is great for PPR owners, and I would consider him a worthy flex if the Bills' offense can establish some type of consistency in the passing game. Terrell Pryor just got signed earlier in the week during the trade deadline fiasco, so that kind of went under the radar a bit. He could end up being a big part of the offense, or they could continue to use Zay Jones, because Zay Jones did get a few catches out of the backfield, from the outside as well, to try and move the chains. Derek Anderson to him, although you do have to keep in mind Nathan Peterman is starting. So if he cannot maintain any form of consistency with this offense, it's going to be rough sledding for McCoy. But I think even though he's facing the Bears, who have only allowed 3.4-ish yards per carry, which is one of the lowest rates in the NFL, I think that the Bills sort of get back on track here in offense and at least get a touchdown or two in this game. I think McCoy can get at least one. So as long as they give him room to operate, he should be fine. I would slot McCoy in at flex if you really need somebody to fill in for a bye week. You could do way worse. Let's put it that way. Let's move on to wide receiver. He's been a bigger name over these last couple weeks. Still sort of an unknown when you look at the grand scheme of the NFL, but rookie wide receiver DJ Moore for the Panthers versus Tampa Bay this week will, in my opinion, be a very good play. You could do far worse in terms of bye week fill-ins, and Moore actually ranks second in targets per route run on the team. And his occasional usage as a runner, to me, helps pad his stats. He had a few runs for, I think it was over 30 yards last time I looked at his stat line. So, and he averages about like 10-plus yards on a run anyway on these end-arounds he runs. So that can kind of help pad your stats a little bit. Tampa Bay's poor secondary makes DJ Moore a good play, even if he's only caught one touchdown so far this year. Even if he doesn't score a touchdown, I think he gets enough receptions to make playing him worth it, especially in a PPR league. So if you are looking for a wide receiver fill-in and someone already took guys like Cortland Sutton, then DJ Moore is a good guy to get. So I'd go get him. That game also Sunday. For tight end, let's talk about Vance McDonald for the Steelers at Baltimore. People know who he is, obviously, but at the same time, he's kind of a low-tier tight end two, if you want to put it that way. He doesn't seem to get as much press as obviously, you know, guys like Evan Ingram or CJ Uzama are like more trendy because they're like the only real receiving tight end on their team. But the Steelers have Jesse James and Vance McDonald, so sometimes it's a bit of a shakeup. But when you look at the last time the Steelers played Baltimore, he caught 5 passes for 62 yards, so not a bad day for your tight end position. And considering with all the bye weeks that the team's on bye this week, tight end is pretty slim already. But when you got guys like Zach Ertz, Evan Ingram, and CJ Uzama all out this week because of the bye, you might want to look at McDonald if you're in a deep league, you know, like 10-team plus. He's a pretty good option. Now, obviously, if you have someone like O.J. Howard or just trying to think of another name on the top of my head, if you have like a Chris Herndon, I think McDonald will be a little better, but who knows? You know, divisional games, Herndon could do well against the Dolphins. I think Vance McDonald is a good pickup. If you need a tight end, go get him. And then finally, let's talk about defense. So my defensive quote-unquote sleeper of the week has been one of the worst passing defenses of the season for we're talking bad pass defenses like, you know, the Buccaneers and the Falcons and the Browns to some extent. but then you look at the Chiefs defense at Cleveland. And you think, okay, well, the Chiefs have been really bad in terms of defending the pass, so why would I play them? Well, they got 3 turnovers in the last 2 games, as well as only allowing 33 points, which is pretty good when you consider, you know, about 16.5 points per game is not too bad over the past 2. They got 2 friendly matchups coming up at Cleveland and versus Arizona. And then linebacker D Ford was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month for October with 16 tackles, 6 sacks, and 4 forced fumbles. The first Chief since Justin Houston in 2013 to win that honor. So you look at how well D Ford has been for that, has been doing for that defense, and you got to think he's going to get to Baker Mayfield at least once. I mean, just looking at D Ford alone, he'll get to him at least once. But then the rest of the Chiefs line is bound to cause some disruption up front for Cleveland's offense. If you need any more convincing, just remember that Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley got fired this past week. So they have a lot of coaching shambles going on. It's going to be hard to see what happens with them. Chiefs defense at Cleveland versus Arizona the next 2 weeks. So keep that in mind. You have a streaming option for 2 straight weeks, and you don't have to worry about it next week. So, yeah, consider the Chiefs defense if you're looking for a defense and they have not been picked up yet. Go get them. All right, folks. Those are my fantasy sleepers this week for week 9. I am Patrick Caldwell. You are listening to the Triple F podcast. This is kind of a bonus episode, but I could make the fantasy sleeper thing more of a weekly thing. If you guys want to hear this, let me know in the comments. Go check out our blog, Far From Fantasy, and check out my Facebook page as well, at Patrick Caldwell, NFL analyst. The handle is at Patrick Caldwell NFL. But I'm always down to post fantasy content. Please check it out. Please let me know what you think, because there's no point in doing this if I don't give you what you want. I'd rather talk to you guys as a conversation and not just, you know, me, the guy who thinks he knows what he's talking about, talking to you guys. If you guys think you have something you want to hear, let me know, and I will be glad to do what I can to accommodate you. So thank you so much, and I hope you have a great start to your November.